Whoopee! That's fabulous. And that was Luz Sarmiento playing the clarinet. And at the piano, we had Sin Chang. And it's Jewish music, but it's by Jorah Feidman, is that it?
Yes.
Feidman. There's no R in it.
Yeah.
And it's a lady, Jorah?
Jorah Feidman, yes.
Okay. And this is fabulous, just fabulous. Your technique is wonderful. And I just loved hearing the tune. And this is all part of a concert that's going to go on Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 27th, at Sangerunda Halle over there at the, or just Hall. You don't have to say Halle like the Germans. But, you know, it's a concert from 3 in the afternoon. And, oh, no, wait, we've got that 3 o'clock.
That's correct. There's also one on Friday.
Okay, and Friday, I didn't see this over here. So Friday the 25th is the first concert, and that's going to be at 7:30, and then the Sunday at 3. And tickets available through beethoven.com. Okay, simple to why. And this is Daniel Swayze, who is our host of these events at the Beethoven series. And you've got some other people to perform today. I hate to say farewell to Luz, because she's so wonderful. And so what's up next?
Yes, well, I'm very happy to have with us Professor David Small from University of Texas here at Austin. And as I said, he and I have collaborated on a number of projects together, and that was part of the genesis of this program of Jewish music.
So welcome to David Small, fabulous baritone from the University of Texas Butler School of Music. And what is David's going to be singing today?
He's going to be performing a couple of works on the program. One of which he'll sing for us today, called Und der Regen rinnt. It means, and the rain falls. And it was actually written by a woman named Ilse Weber. And she was one of the prisoners of the Jewish concentration camp Theresienstadt, leading up to the end of World War II. It's kind of a heart-wrenching story. She had a husband and a couple of small children who were with her in this camp, and they were eventually split up by the Nazis, and her child was to be sent off to Auschwitz, and she volunteered to go with the child to keep them together, and they both were immediately executed upon arrival. But during her time in Theresienstadt, she worked in a children's infirmary, and she didn't really consider herself, from what historians can tell, a professional musician, but she was a poet and wrote a lot of her own songs and would sometimes play them for the children in the infirmary as a way to comfort them during that difficult time. So I found that inspiring.
Right. And so we'll hear a piece by Ilse Weber called Und der Regen rinnt, and David Small is going to be singing it, and the rain
Could
falls.
I read the translation
Absolutely,
first?
Please.
The translation is, and the rain falls. In the darkness, I'm thinking of you, my child. The mountains are high, and the sea is deep. My heart is tired and weighted with longing. And the rain falls, and the rain falls. Why are you so far away, my child? And the rain falls, and the rain falls. God himself has separated us, my child. You should not see the pain and suffering. You should not walk upon the stony streets. And the rain falls, and the rain falls. Have you not forgotten me, my child?